EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. By using this technique, you must agree to take full responsibility for your own well-being. EFT is not meant to replace appropriate medical treatment or mental health therapy. So what is EFT? EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. EFT is a gentle tapping technique where you tap on specific points on the body while tuning into an emotional issue that has been causing a disturbance in the body's energy system. This disturbance is called negative emotions. Negative meaning something uncomfortable, and emotion meaning energy in motion. So by tapping these points that are derived from the ancient art of acupuncture and acupressure, while tuned into a past emotional issue, balance in the energy system can be restored, bringing with it relief from physical and psychological problems. Let's start with the basic instructions for applying EFT. And if you have not received the EFT instructions leaflet with this recording, you can download it for free at www.walkingtall-hypnotherapy.com. So let us begin with the tapping points. The first point is called the karate chop point, and it is located on the side of either hand where the little finger is. And just as it is called, it is the fleshy side of the hand used in karate. Now what I would like you to do is begin tapping this point with the index and forefinger of the opposite hand. You may use either hand, there is no wrong way to do this, as it is a very forgiving technique. Tap this point at least 7 times, and each of the following other points. The next point is the eyebrow point, and this is located on the inside edge of the eyebrow, close to the bridge of the nose. Again, either side will do, whatever feels right or comfortable for you. Tapping this point with the index and forefinger 7 times. The next point is the side of the eye. This point is located on the bone on the outside edge of the eye socket. Tapping this point again with the same 2 fingers 7 times. The next point is under the eye. Again, this is on the bone on the underside of the eye socket. Tapping again 7 times with the same 2 fingers. Next we have under the nose. This point is under the nose between the nose and the top lip. Again, tapping here 7 times. Now moving on to the chin point. This is located in the dip between the lower lip and the chin. Tap here 7 times also. The next point is the collarbone point. To find this point, run your finger from your chin down your neck to about where a man ties a necktie, and you will notice a V where both collar bones meet. Now from the center of this V, run your finger up either side until you notice where the bone angles off towards either shoulder, and it is at the tip of the bone where it angles off on either side. This is where to tap. This is what we call the collarbone point. Tap here 7 times. Next, I would like you to pat under your arm, on either side with the palm of your hand, along the line where a lady's bra strap would be. Pat here 7 times. This is called the underarm point. And the last point is located on top of the head, around where a girl would have a hairband cross her head. pat here with the palm of your hand 7 times. Now, if you need to go back over this section to familiarize yourself with the points before moving on, please do so now.